Balanced vs exhaust only vs supply only ventilation. The three whole house ventilation strategies compared by how they push house pressure, what each does to combustion safety, humidity, and energy use, and when each one is the right call. From the Launch My HVAC knowledge base, what it is. There are three ways to mechanically ventilate a whole house, and the only real difference between them is which direction they push the house pressure relative to outside. Exhaust only removes air to house goes slightly negative to outdoor air leaks, in wherever it can. Supply only brings air into house goes slightly positive to indoor air leaks out, wherever it can. Balanced removes and supplies equal air to house stays roughly neutral. That pressure direction drives everything that matters. Combustion safety, what kind of air sneaks in, humidity behavior, and energy cost. Pick the strategy that fits the house's combustion situation, climate, and budget, not just whatever's cheapest to install. How it works. Exhaust only is usually one quiet, continuous rated fan, sometimes a smart bath fan pulling stale air out. Because air leaving has to be replaced, the house drops to a slight negative and pulls makeup air in through leaks, trickle vents, or passive inlets. Simple and cheap. The catch, the incoming air is unfiltered and uncontrolled. It comes from wherever the leaks are, including the attic, crawl space, or an attached garage, and the negative pressure, can backdraft atmospheric combustion appliances or pull in radon / soil gas. In a very tight house there may not be enough leakage to make up the air, so the fan just struggles against the envelope. Supply only is a fan pushing filtered outdoor air in, often dumped into the return side of the air handler so it mixes and distributes. The house goes slightly positive, so stale air leaks out through the envelope. Advantages: you get to filter and somewhat control the incoming air, and positive pressure keeps soil gas and garage fumes from being sucked in. Downside, you're pushing unconditioned and in summer, humid outdoor air into the house with no energy recovery, and in a cold climate positive pressure can drive moist indoor air into wall cavities where it can condense. Ballast runs a supply fan and an exhaust fan moving equal CFM, so the house pressure stays neutral. The premium version is an ERV or HRV, which routes both streams through a recovery core so you reclaim most of the heating / cooling energy instead of throwing it out. Balanced is the most controlled and the most combustion-safe no net pressure shift backdraft appliances, and with an ERV / HRV it's the most energy efficient. It's also the most expensive and the most install sensitive. It only works if you actually balance the two streams. In the field, start with the combustion audit. Are there atmospheric naturally drafted gas / oil appliances, a standing pilot water heater, an 80% furnace on a B vent? If yes, avoid exhaust only. The negative pressure risks backdrafting CO into the house. Balanced or supply is far safer there. All sealed combustion or all electric houses give you more freedom. Factor the climate. Hot / humid to supply only dumps latent load inside. Balanced with an ERV it is much better. Cold to supply only can push moisture into walls. Exhaust only or balanced with an HRV fits better. Mixed to balanced ARV is the safe generalist. Factor tightness. The tighter the house, the worse exhaust only and supply only behave. Not enough leakage to make up or relieve the pressure, and the more balanced makes sense. A leaky house can sometimes get away with exhaust only. Factor budget and ductwork. Exhaust only is cheapest one fan. Balanced with a fully ducted ERV / HRV is the most hardware and labor. There are middle options: a partially ducted ARV, or supply integrated into the return. Whatever you pick, commission the airflow and, on balanced systems, verify supply about exhaust. An unbalanced balanced system is just a pressurizing or depressurizing fan with extra steps, normal values and targets. Exhaust only. House runs slightly negative. Cheap, simple, worst fit for atmospheric combustion and tight envelopes. No filtration, no recovery. Supply only, house runs slightly positive. Filters and controls incoming air. Keeps soil gas / garage fumes out. No recovery. Adds latent load in humid climates. Can drive moisture into walls in cold climates. Balanced plain, neutral pressure, two fans, no recovery core. Combustion safe, energy neutral on recovery. Balanced ERV / HRV, neutral pressure plus about 60-85% energy recovery. Most combustion safe and most efficient, highest cost and most install critical. All strategies target the same whole house rate, roughly 0.03 CFM / FT2 plus 7.5 CFM times bedrooms, plus 1 continuous. The strategy changes the pressure and energy, not the required fresh air quantity. Common faults and what they mean. CO alarm, or backdrafting at a water heater after ventilation was added. almost always exhaust only or a big exhaust appliance to pressurizing a house with atmospheric combustion. Switch toward balanced slash neutral. This is a life safety issue, not a comfort tweak. Musty or garage smelling makeup air with exhaust only. The negative house is pulling its makeup air from the crawl space, attic, or attached garage instead of clean outdoors. Supply or balanced fixes the source of the incoming air. Clammy house in summer with supply only. Pushing humid outdoor air in with no latent recovery. An ERV would knock down the moisture. Wet wall sheathing slash condensation in cold climate with supply only. Positive pressure forcing humid indoor air into cold wall cavities. Wrong strategy for the climate. Balanced system not doing its job. The two streams aren't balanced, so it's secretly net positive or net negative, or a filter slash core is plugged. Measure both streams. Tech tips and gotchas. Pressure direction is the whole story. Negative equals exhaust equals pulls unknown air in combustion risk. Positive equals supply equals pushes air out wall moisture risk in cold climates. Neutral equals balanced equals the safe middle and where recovery lies. Atmospheric combustion plus exhaust only equals CO risk. This is the single most important gotcha. If there's a naturally drafted appliance, don't depressurize the house. When in doubt, go balanced. Exhaust only doesn't filter or control its makeup air. People love it for the low cost, but you have no say over where the replacement air comes from. In a house with a damp crawl space or attached garage, that's a real IAQ downside. Supply only is a decent cheap upgrade for cold climate. All electric slash sealed combustion houses. You filter the incoming air and keep the house positive against soil gas. But watch wall moisture and don't use it in a hot humid climate without considering the latent load. Balanced is only balanced if you balance it. The install quality matters more here than with the single fan strategies. Measure, adjust, and document supply vs exhaust CFM. Safety slash code notes. Do not create negative house pressure around atmospheric combustion appliances. Ties to combustion air and venting provisions into the fuel gas code slash the mechanical code. Worst case depressurization testing confirms you're safe. Whole house ventilation rates for all three strategies follow ASHRAE 62.2 referenced by IRC slash the mechanical code. Outdoor intake supply and balance need proper location and clearance from contaminant sources per the mechanical code intake provisions. Exhaust terminations go outdoors with required clearances, never into attics, soffits, or crawlspaces. Large exhaust appliances range hoods in tight houses, may require makeup air per the mechanical code slash IRC provisions.